the beginning of our visit is in fact the conclusion of an episode which we began in the previous week's visit. And the Maite Zimri belongs to Parshat Bolo, and the Schar Pinchos belongs to this week's visit. It's not my intention to delve into the reason why these two parts of the same story are divided between two sidras, but suffice it to say that the reward which is given to Pinchos will give us occasion for some comment. Pinchos ben Elazar ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen Heshivet Chamotzim Yal Bnei Yisrael. He has, as it were, calmed my anger. Bekanois Kinos Tidus Okon. When my zeal was excited in their midst, Velochiyis Bnei Yisrael Bekinos Tidus. And as a result of his action, I did not wipe out the children of Israel in my zeal. Now the first thing that we want to look at is exactly how is it that Pinchos was able to placate the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the killing of Zimri and the woman with whom he was associated. Says the Sephorna, and we will be using him for a few moments, the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger was placated by the act of Pinchos, what he did in front of everyone. And consequently, today, it turned out, when the Jewish people saw what he was doing, below him all, and they did not rise to object. Here was Pinchos, who rose up to slay a prince in Israel. Not only did he do so, but he did so with the passive acquiescence of the entire people as a result of their passivity and their obvious acquiescence to what he was doing. Yerupa, through that was atoned, al asher lo michu borishnoim, the fact that they also stood passively while Zimri brought this woman into the camp and did what he did before them. And by so doing, by their acquiescence in the face of what Pinchos was doing, they therefore atoned for their acquiescence in the face of the Aveiro as committed by Zimri and Kohen. So here you have the interesting observation of the Sephorna, that it is not merely the act of killing which was the kapora, it was the acquiescence of the entire people who stood by and in no way prevented him from carrying out this punishment on these people. So that is the way he performed this kapora. So what is his reward? Lochedo, therefore say to him, in an e-note, say lo esberisi shalom. And here we will see yet again how inadequate an English translation is. The English, of course, would read, therefore say to him, behold, I am giving him my covenant of peace. Says the Sephorna, berisi shalom does not mean I am giving him a covenant of peace in some abstract sense. It is shalom mimava kamoves. I am giving him peace from the angel of death. Now, how does he relate that to the word shalom? Ki inyan osek shalom bimromo. What the Sephorna is telling us is the following, and we will see it in his commentary in a moment. What the Sephorna is suggesting is that in the word osek shalom bimromo, the word shalom does not mean peace. Because there is no strife in the higher words. Shalom means harmony. Everything is harmonious. Life comes to an end when there is a conflict between the various constituent elements that make up the physical being of the individual. As the Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gutes Shem de la Hemte explains, According to ancient tradition, man is composed of four elements, Esh, Ruach, Mayim, and Ophor. When they are in harmony, there is life. When one of them becomes that little bit out of balance, that is when sickness and death take place. So hearing no sailors means, to show no means, I am giving him my blessing of harmony, that he will have longevity. So let us have a look. Ki olam ha-hefzeh lo yikoreh, because decay does not set in, elo v'siva ishnagdus ha-hakochi, only when opposites begin to do battle. But this didn't happen to Pinchas. V'zeh omnom nisgayim v'Pinchas, but with Pinchas there was shalom amongst all those elements that make up his physical being. Because we know, she'erich yomim harvei miyod, that he lived very, very long, longer mikol sha'ar and she'doro, longer than anyone in his generation, and she'hoyahu mishamish v'mishkan shilo, to the extent that we even find him officiating at the time when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, Bisman Kilegesh Begibor, at the time, as you know, when this woman was attacked and molested and killed, and that led to the confrontation between the tribe of Benjamin and the other tribes, and that particular event, Pinchas was alive at that time, and Shehoyah v'lisothek acharei Moshe Yehoshua u'sha'ar hazakenim asher herichu yomim acharei Yehoshua. And that was an episode which took place longer after Yehoshua died and longer after the zakenim who outlived him. So for sure he lived a long time. The culture case, and how much more so if, according to Chazal, Pinchas was alive at the time of Yitzhak. The culture gave him Hoyov is a man Yiftach. How much more so did he live a long time? If we agree with Chazal, who say that Pinchas was alive in the time of Yiftach, and Yiftach himself, Shekosav Lemelech Bnei Amon, who wrote to the king of Bnei Amon, B'shevet Yisrael B'cheshbon, who given Oseho, Shalosh Me'oshona. Israel have already been living in Cheshbon for 300 years. So you can imagine, he was a man who was living literally hundreds of years. Who kavart Yitru Razal. And the truth of the matter is, Razal tell us not only that Pinchas was alive, but she Pinchas were also roleh et all the Yitzach lahakir nidro. It was a very famous situation, say Razal, that Pinchas in fact was alive and was a Kohen Gadol at the time of Yitzach. And Yitzach made a vow. And the vow was, whoever will come to greet me when I come back successfully from war, I will sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as you know, his daughter came out to meet him. And of course, Yiftach, by faith that he wanted to cancel his neder, but you have to go to a chacham. So he said, I am the ruler, Pinchas, who is the chacham, he should come to me. Pinchas says, Yiftach, Yeloishmar, he has to come to me. So what happened was, nobody came to anybody. As a result of which, I don't need to tell you, according to many deos, etc., etc. So Pinchas was alive in the time of Yiftach. In the culture came the Divrei Holomer, Eliyahu Zer Pinchas, Beru Adai, and Chai Mekayah. And how much more so can we understand what this Brishni Shalom is, if we subscribe to the thesis of Chazal, that Pinchas is in fact Eliyahu, and not only did Eliyahu live many, many hundreds of years after the episode as recorded in Parshas Pinchas, when according to tradition Pinchas was only 7, incidentally, but if in fact Pinchas is Eliyahu, as Chazal say, then Eliyahu not only lived many hundreds of years later, but Eliyahu never died. But Eliyahu went up alive to heaven, and Eliyahu was still there, waiting to come back in order to be able to announce the coming of Moshiach. So this is Barisi Shalom, says the Sephora. And of course, if we add to that the comment of the Novi in Malachi, Barisi Hoyasa Ito, Hachayim the HaShalom, then we see that Chaim is in fact the Shalom that is referred to. So that's number one, that's when you see Shalom. Number two, and there will be to him and to his descendants afterwards a covenant of everlasting priesthood. So the Sephorno is going to suggest the following. Number one, there is going to be a reward of Berishi Sholem. The second reward is going to be Berishi Hunatolam. The reason why he is entitled to the first is because Tahat Asher Kineve Lokov, and the reason why he is entitled to the second is by Yechapeir Al B'nei Yisrael, says the Sephorno. Tahat Asher Kineve Lokov is going to be the reason why we give him Berishi Sholem. Since it was Pinchas who restored harmony between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and B'nai Yisroel, Atzilehu Berim Meirim Kol Hitznagnus Ve'yihilelo HaSholom. So since he restored harmony, my blessing is to give him the ultimate in harmony, that his physical system will be totally in harmony and that he will never die. And then by Yechaper of B'nai Yisrael, the second item which he did was he atoned for the B'nai Yisrael, but as though so zoshli enei kulam, when he did what he did before the eyes of all, kideisha yukupar lohen alasher lo michu b'poshim, since when he did it in front of all and they did not object, that was their teshuvah, Lachain, since he effected atonement, who loy the Kohuna Solom after Boya Kaper Badom. He is entitled to become a Kohain and from henceforth will have the function of atoning for the Jewish people, which is what the Kohanim do through the Avodah and through the service which they perform. So here are the two rewards, and the reasons are offered by the Torah itself. In order to elaborate on this particular theme of the Sephorno, I have chosen to include in our shiur this evening, and I use the word chosen advisedly because it is rather a longer passage than usual, an essay of Rav Feldel Ritzker, which you find on the right hand side of one of the not only does it illuminate the themes of the Sephorno, but it also adds one or two items which I consider of paramount importance. The following up, there are a number of major themes here. Lefi kishuto yesh lomar habir bodet. Looking at these psukim in their and trying to offer an explanation, basing myself on a sifrei. And he explains as follows. The sifrei says, v'chol mokom shener mar li, whatever the Torah says, that I could be li, kayom liolom kuli olme olomim, then that is something which is going to exist for all time. Number one, says the Sifrei, the Kohanim, in regards to the Kohanim, who only it says, Vechi Hanumi, they shall be Kohanim for me, indicating there will always be Kohanim. Vedavim Holomir, Vahayuli, Havadim, Vedavim will be to me, indicating there will always be the Vedavim. So therefore you see, first of all, from the Sifrei, says Rebellion, having the Nemra have top on the Yukit, Avohanim Levian, she Yukayonim Leolam Leolam. You see here, from the Sifrei, that it is already an indication in the Torah that there will always be Kohanim and there will always be Levian. Ule Indian Kohanim Bugam Mikron Malevir Miyol. And in reality, says Rebellion, the fact that there will always be Kohanim is a positive in Yirmiyah. But it says there, there will never be a situation where there will no longer be a Kohen, there will always be Kohanim officiating. pull a hole on Sean, and later on in Yumi it says, him to hell with Spreecy, I own. Yes, Spreecy, I lie down. Only when day and night themselves are discontinued, then only then Jambri appears to be the king. But yes, I'll be in Hako and in Mission. Only if day and night themselves cease, will Kohanim and Levian cease. Had they been ever out there to reach me, you Kenneth, so we see that a special covenant has been enacted. Shady be you Hako and in, I don't know you long, that there will always be Kohanim. Ah, you will say to me, says the Melville, for there is a special promise given in the Torah to no Koloch in Zion, that no Shemesh in Israel will ever cease to exist, says the Melville in brackets, but that is only that a total Shemesh will not continue to exist. That did never happen. But Kohanim are only part of it. Right? That's what he says in brackets. The evil Bishop Shivotim Halotim Yodakalo Kalyo Shifto, of the Bahako and in Hemrak Haven, they have Haven. So the Kohanim needed a special priest that they will never cease to exist as an entity. So, seemingly, we have to ask ourselves, what for this Kahuna so long? If in fact there is a priest that there will always be Kohanim, so what is the special priest Kahuna so long which is given to Pilgrims? Says the Pilgrims. How about the Kohanim and law? But regards to the Kohanim themselves, meaning it's not as our Kohanim Shayim, what families of Kohanim will exist? How there are no maximum with it for Shumat Tokha. Concerning this, there is no covenant and no promises. Raksi al Kohanim, you Kohanim alone. All that it says is, on the basis of the Sifrei and the Sukkim and Yumi that we mentioned, there will always be Kohanim, but it doesn't promise that any single family of Kohanim will always exist. Ufo Akshal Berismi Ukhenes of Pilchot. Now comes the special announcement of Pilchot, Kilo Sihiyah Berismi Unatolam, that the Berismi Unatolam is given to him, the Akim Yehiyuba Olam Kohanim Akhel Shalom Yishpachat Pilchot, to the extent that even if there will be other families of Kohanim amongst our people who are not of the family of Pilchot, Ain then no gay on a habrit shayim Pilchot. That shall nothing at all to do with the brit which is now being enacted between Akolin Borchu and Pilchot. He loves to hear the brit Kahuna Solom. Because the brit Kahuna Solom that is given to Pilchot means, from your family there will always be Kohanim. So from this Sifrei and from the Sukkim and Yirmiyah, the promise is that there will always be Kohanim. Now there is a special haftoch of promise given to Pilchot that there will always be Kohanim from your family. And it is written, after saying for this Allah Britzi Shalom, it is written for Hoya Shalom Lazaro Akharov, the Koya Brit Shalom Shilakonah. He says like this. Nishum Deva Malachi Makurish. In the prophet Malachi, we see the Habrit Shalom Ku Akhayim Bahashalom, as I mentioned before. Risi Shalom means, I am giving you the blessing of life. And if we accept, as Chazal tell us, that Pilchot is Eliyahu, then he is not promising him a long life. He's promising him almost everlasting life. Okay? Is Hibini no say that was Risi Shalom? Let me put it in my words and then we see his life. Hibini no say that was Risi Shalom. Since I am giving him the blessing of everlasting life, then the bris kehunat olam, the promise that there will always be Kohanim of his family, is given not only to his descendants, given to him, because he's going to live all the time. Is the bald milochain hidden in Ose Lois when he sees shalom, is the maida the highest alone. Who is Lizaro Akharov to this Kibbutz? That the Brit Kibbutz will be given not only Lizaro Akharov, but also the Nimzok, the one we find, to the only Asmodis guy of Brit Kibbutz, that in him himself will be fulfilled this covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Behind it says, that is why it says, Bahayat Zalom Brit Kibbutz Solom, that they have Brit Sholom Yatmo, because since he is going to enjoy the Brit of Sholom, is the Asnogi Yalotu Nasolam, the Nehemar, and not only is it going to be fulfilled through him, but through his Aron Acharov, through his descendants, the Gam Al-Zaron Yisperis, she is thankfully owner of Hunasol, another brief covenant is given, not only that the Mishka Hunasolam will be enacted through him alone, but will be enacted through his descendants, through his family. So that is an elaboration, as I say, of the themes of the Sephora. It doesn't in any way contradict, it merely amplifies the sentence. Now why I've broken a velvet is firstly for that, but now comes what I consider an extremely interesting and important essay. Now he goes into a portion of the Navi in Malachi, which is our Haftorah for Shabbos Hagol. The following. The Hinei Ksiv B'Malachi Shom. When it says, B'Yishi Ha'idah Ha'imah Shom, it says it's speaking there in the Sefer Malachi, there it goes on to say the following. Ki Sitzei Kohen Yishmeru Gaz. For the lips of the Kohen will guard knowledge, B'Torah Yivashu Mipiyu, and they will seek Torah from his lips, Kimalach Hashem Tzvokosu, because he is an angel of God. So who is that referring to? Says the Velvet, I want to suggest that it's not referring to Kohanim and indicating that they are the teachers of Israel. No. I suggest that it is going on Eliyahu, and it refers to him as Kohen, because the tradition is that Pinchas is Eliyahu. And if we accept that this verse is referring to Eliyahu, who is Pinchas, nearer the Paris Kabbalah Sapotik, I would like to explain the Potik as much. Kishum de Beyemet Kalo Hakabolo Shel Torah Baal Peh, Nilchachomi Kono Achar Hasimet Hakalim. Most how a man could put these Kabbalahs into this Potik. He says like this, we have Torah Shemichtah, the written Torah. We have Torah Shemichtah, the oral tradition. Now the oral tradition from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Kibbe Torah, he's seen in the soil, Yahushua, Yahushua is the Canaan of Bein, and Shekin is like a Torah. There was an oral transmission of Torah Shemichtah from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu up to the time the Gemara was sealed. Ish me pi ish. Pure from teacher. Now it has been taken away from. What we have is a written text. But the masoness of Torah about there, the handing down and receiving from the person who receives, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that is all over. The E.F.C.H.E. Salon Yadevishu. And you cannot just reinvent that tradition. You've got to find somebody who is part of that Shalchelet HaKavodah. You can't just reinstitute the oral tradition of Tirish Malteh by the time you're going to start today. It's got to be like it was in those days. It's got to be handed down from someone who received, And how do I know that? As the Gemara says in Shmurah Daf Zayin, when many thousands of halachos, which have been orally transmitted by Moshe Rabbeinu, were lost during the sorrow of the Shiva when Moshe Rabbeinu died. Omru le'le Yehoshua, so they said to Yehoshua, Sha'al, ask in heaven to give us those oral traditions that we have lost. Oh my Lord, that he said to them, Lo bashamayidi, I can't bring it down, because it doesn't belong to heaven. It can only be received from someone who received. So they said to Elazar, Sha'al. So he says, Omar, he said to them, Eila Hamitzvot, meaning Shein Lomin Asher Lechalitza from the Yadav, from the Potter, Eila Hamitzvot, at the end of the Book of Sight. We also learn that even through Nevuah, you're not able to bring down those halachos which are only known through oral transmission. The Efshar Shetukta Lolo Kabbalah HaTorah, Rak Anyidei Echot Shohoyim Yimekavli HaTorah Mitachila, Shetlo Jeluza HaKabbalah HaMachsonis. The only way we can bring back Torah Shabbalah as it was, is if we can find one of those gentlemen who was a link in that chain of tradition. And who is he?
The day, the old Hanovi.
The Yokoshime Horamba, the sailor Hakahola. Elio Hanovi is included in that tradition, that fate of tradition, the Kibel Miyaki Hashiroyu, based, you know, the Huodok Ivakayo. So Eliyahu is our link with Torah Shibalpeh as it once was, beyond Yodel. And it is only through Eliyahu, Tutalonu Kabola Tatora, Kinesi Nasamisi. When Eliyahu comes, then we will hear from him Torah, like they heard from Moshe Rabbeinu on Mount Sinai. That is what the pasuk means in Malachi when it says, Ki Simsei Kohen Yishmeru Das. The lips of the Kohen Eliyahu are guarding the knowledge. There's nobody else but him who has it. And if we want to get back to Torah Kibbal Peh, is the sign of your actually P.O. We're going to have to ask him. And he is the one who will bring it back to us, as the prophet concludes, the tale of your back shall be healed. Cain needed to be healed of the hakra. There's something most of this. So he still say, Kodesh, you guys, the tale of your back shall be healed. Kimara Hashim Slokotu means that Elio Hanavi is the only one who is able to restore the Shalsheret HaKabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh as it used to be in times of yore, and it ceased with the conclusion of the Talmud, and which will be re-inaugurated when Elio Hanavi. So what we have is as follows. The Oath and the Nimzot. So we see here, says the Belzer, that in the Zechut of everlasting life, Eliyahu now is in possession of two of the most valuable gifts. The Rehachar, the Gosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lepir, of Shehu HaBris Sholom HaNitko VeMikro Shebiyurahu Chayim Rishonom, that through the blessing of Bris Sholom, which is everlasting life, Nitzmachu Mizeh Shnei Tzivoyim. From this longevity, two special merits come. One, number one, that there will always be members of his family who are Kohanim, and the shadis, and secondly, the second item which will arise from his longevity will be that he and he alone will be able to restore the Shalchilas HaKabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, we have to work out, and that's why we need him as well as this opponent. Why he is entitled to longevity? Right? The opponent explained, he made harmony between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael, so his physical being will be harmonized to the nth degree. He will live forever, number one. Number two, finish with who not so long, because he atones for the Bnei Yisrael, so he's going to be made a Kohen, whose function is continually to atone. That's number two. What says the Belgium with number three? And number three is that he is going to have the zechus of every single person alive and dead who will be able, through his own personality, to restore the entire tradition of Torah Shebaal Peh as it used to be. What did he do to deserve that? Perish. And I say the clue to the third item is to be found in the pasuk preceding the one with which we opened, Kisis Sekoi Yishmeru Das. The pasuk says, Toila Emes Hoyesod Epiyu, the law of truth was on his mouth, the Avlo Lo Nimsov is so called, and no iniquity was found on his lips. Okay. Let's look at this one. In regard to the everlasting Kahuna which was promised to him, the reason is given in the Torah itself, but in regard to the second item which comes as a result of longevity. Sheshemila takabola, the hatsorokolon, she yedaka al yodu, that the kabola of Sheshemalpeh will be brought back dafka through him, and there are mortal sound, even in Azokolozeh. In the Torah it doesn't mention it. The zesh and the parish, the kabola hatsan, but the reason is sound in the Novi. Why? You know why he's going to have the Zakut to bring back Hirshim out there? Because they are MS players of the field, they have no instincts of his force of, and then he goes on to say, for that reason, he says they go in Yishmeruvens. In other words, Kaira Emes is the reason, and since they say Yishmeruvens is the reward. The son of Noma by which I want to say the following. That the first part of conflict is the reason for the second. You know why? He has the support to bring back to Hirshim out there. And what do you mean by Hirshim out there? What are we referring to? All the Mephoreshim explain that the prophet is referring to Aharon. Dr. Bell, well, I don't agree.